You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it could have been better. It could have been worse. I go 2-3 in the card. But after the last 2 weeks and the heater I was on, I'll take 2-3. I'm just trying to avoid the 0-5 spike day where I give back a ton of units. I'm playing prevent defense. I want to get to the finish line here with profit in college basketball. I'm in a good position right now. I just need to avoid those really, really bad days. So let's recap the losing card for Monday. In the CIT, I cash on Purdue Fort Wayne, plus the 6. The Mastodons get the job done. They win outright on the road at Tarleton State. At the CBI in Orlando, not so good for me. At Cleveland State, plus the 4.5. They get crushed early by High Point, and High Point ends up winning the game by 19, so I lose the ticket. I cash on Arkansas State, minus the 2.5. They get the job done against the Grizz of Montana, as Arkansas State wins by 13. Heartbreak Hotel for me with Fairfield, minus the 5. They led most of that game between 6 to 12 points. Felt really good entering the final stretch, but Chicago State would not go away. They kept chipping away. They kept climbing back into it. I was up 5-6 points in the closing minute. I missed some free throws, and in the end, Chicago State loses by 3, and I lose my minus 5.5 ticket. I had the Purple Aces of Evansville, plus the 6. They're up at halftime by 6. I feel really good about things, but the second half belonged to Seattle U. They coast to the 14-point victory, and I lose the ticket. So add it all together, I have a 2-3 day. I'll try to bounce back here on Tuesday. I wish it was a 3-2 day. I was really excited for that, but no, it was only a 2-3 day. A little housekeeping before we get to the card. Coda Camper Kyle, he'll be in tomorrow. He'll have his Sweet 16 picks and more here on the podcast. I'll be back for the Wednesday night podcast. It will be my first full Major League Baseball card of the year since opening days on Thursday. I know it's only March, but I still have to use the old Jack Buck line. Like an April rose that rises from beneath the snow, baseball, oh, baseball, will be back at the forefront of our hearts. And I'm excited for baseball. For those of you that may be new to the podcast, I love the game of baseball. I watch as much of it as I can. Channel 720 on DirecTV is my best friend. I love to watch 8 games at one time and just move the audio around. Oh, boy, that's a whole lot of fun for me. But baseball's been good to me so far. 5-0 on the wagers there, thanks to that Dodger-Padre series. Then, of course, Wednesday night, I'll also have my picks for the Sweet 16 on Thursday. Then I'll be back Thursday night with my normal podcast. Then Friday night, late, I will give you all of my Elite 8 bets because I will be off the grid on Saturday and Sunday traveling for Easter. So that's how the schedule will go here in the next few days. But now, let's get to the card here for Tuesday. There's college basketball on the docket, so you know I'm going to bet it. Here we go. We start at the NIT. It's Indiana State minus the 3 against Cincinnati. So non-conference or postseason, my angle still applies. I love the little school hosting the big school. I found a couple singles in section 200, found 3 singles in 218 if you want them. So if you want to sit together for this game, you're going to need to hit the secondary market. The Hallman Center will be packed to the rafters on Tuesday. The Sycamores rank 18th on offense. That's really good. Cincinnati, meanwhile, ranks 15th on defense. That's really good. So this is strength on strength, but the home court edge tips the scale for me. So give me the little school hosting the big school. I'm on the Sycamores of Indiana State, minus the 3 against the Bearcats. Next up on the card, also in the NIT, it's Georgia, plus the 8.5 at Ohio State. So the Buckeyes are playing some good basketball. They're 8-2 over the last 10 games, including wins over Purdue, still playing in the NCAA tournament, Michigan State, and Nebraska. The Buckeyes beat Virginia Tech on Saturday, shooting just 39.3% from the floor, so they could have positive regression coming their way. Meanwhile, Georgia has been impressive so far in the NIT. They beat Xavier by 2 at home. They upset Wake Forest by 6 on the road. I do fear some regression might be coming from beyond the arc for the Bulldogs since they went 14 of 27 against Wake Forest. But I'm going to look past that stat since they only went 8 of 24 inside the arc. The Bulldogs are 5-6 on the road this year with wins at Florida State and South Carolina. They played well, losing in overtime at Florida. They had a 3-point loss at Arkansas, a 1-point loss at LSU. I think they'll keep this one interesting, so I'm going to grab the points here with the Bulldogs of Georgia plus the 8.5 at Ohio State. And for those of you that love college football, when you see Georgia and Ohio State, you got to be thinking a little college football come September, I guess it is. Here we go. Next up on the card, it's the CBI in Orlando. Semifinal number one, it's High Point minus the 2.5 against Arkansas State. So no rust yesterday for High Point. The Panthers now have the 33rd ranked offense in the country after shooting 53.8% from the floor in a 93-74 win over Cleveland State. I wasn't sure how they would respond, but they answered the bell and then some. Both teams have similar numbers on defense. Neither are very good, ranking 255th and 256th in the country. Unlike Cleveland State, Arkansas State has the offense to compete, with the Red Wolves ranking 60th in the country. Arkansas State killed Montana on the offensive glass with 22 offensive rebounds. They rank 30th in the country in that category. The good news for me, High Point ranks 10th in the country in offensive rebounding, and they rank 50th on the defensive glass. So the ability to take away the Red Wolves' strength gives the Panthers the edge. Plus, it'll also be 3 games in 4 days for Arkansas State. Yeah, it's a short number. I'll lay the points with the Panthers of High Point minus the 2.5 against Arkansas State. Next up on the card for me, it is the other semifinal in Orlando. It's Fairfield plus the 6 against Seattle U. So both teams beat me yesterday. Seattle was down 6 at home before outscoring Evansville by 20 in the second half. Fairfield was up 12 before hanging on for the 3-point win over Chicago State. The Stags shot just 57.7% in the game, but they got hurt on the boards. Yes, if you shoot 57.7%, that's not an only number. That's a good number. The good news, though, Seattle isn't as good as Chicago State typically on the offensive glass. Seattle has a good defense, ranking 64th in the country. MAC conference play should have Fairfield ready since both Marist and St. Peter's have top 100 defenses, and the Stags actually went 4-2 against those teams during the season. So I think Fairfield will have enough offense to keep this one interesting. Hopefully they shoot that 57.7% again. Give me the points here on Fairfield plus the 6 over Seattle U. So let's recap my card for Tuesday. It's a short podcast today, just 4 plays. How about that? In the NIT, I'm on Indiana State minus the 3 against Cincinnati. I'm on Georgia plus the 8.5 at Ohio State. CBI semifinals in Orlando, semifinal number 1. I'm on High Point minus the 2.5 against Arkansas State. Semifinal number 2, I'm on Fairfield plus the 6 against Seattle U. So that's my card for a Tuesday. Hopefully it's a bounce back day. Coda Capper's in tomorrow. Hopefully he gets to say that's a winner. But as always, everyone, enjoy the games. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.